We get very few crank calls, letters, and emails, but we get enough to notice. Last week we received 3 messages alone from this man who did not identify himself but objected to our review of the week's news.
It's a classic demonstration of why Jews are despised throughout history, why they undermine every society you disgusting people live in, why you are genetically leftist, why you destroy the culture and the strength of every nation you live in. You have done terminal damage to the United States. Scott Tullis-Simon and the rest of these sick Jews of National Palestine Radio.
This particular call, obviously, is anti-Semitic, but when cranks believe that I've been pro-Arab, their calls sound pretty similar. If they thought I was African-American, Hispanic, gay, or a woman, the calls usually adjust their epithets. Bigots, it has been my experience, rarely confine themselves to a single category. I wish I could say that when you hear a call like this, or read a letter that's similar in screech, you can laugh it off as simply ludicrous. But there is something chilling, even threatening, in hearing a personalized message of hate, and knowing that its author knows where to find you. Anyone who believes that bigotry has been abolished in America ought to get a look at this kind of mail. Such writers and callers are not dumb. In fact, they listen with intelligence and almost pathological attention to detail. Each word or inflection seems to nourish their convictions. Bigots have the advantage of clarity. Their view of the world is uncluttered by the kind of empathy that can make some of us question our own beliefs. Over the last few years, I've sometimes talked informally with public figures, politicians, thinkers, and activists of all persuasions, even athletes and celebrities. Many say they detect an increase in hate letters, email, and phone calls. Part of it must be new technologies that enable cranks to dispatch their thoughts instantaneously and obscure their identity. Who knows for sure if the numbers are increasing? But I suspect there may be a feeling among bigots that the very kinds of people they despise are becoming more prominent. I would like to think that the cries of cranks are the squeals we hear as the world spins towards progress. The sounds are too harsh to ignore, but too silly and slight to change our direction.